have a gift. A very precious gift. And what do you do with gifts? Do you go around giving them to everyone you pass on the street?
No!
No, those wouldn't be gifts. They'd be like a handout. So, what about the most precious gift of all? Are you gonna give that to the first guy who buys you a big bunch of roses?
In my vagina.
Teeth in your vagina.
But don't judge me too hard.
Don't go inside me.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Paris.
Welcome back to the Franken Sisters podcast. It's just me and Paris today, and we're covering the movie Teeth.
Teeth, what a movie.
Which we have both seen.
I've seen a couple times.
Yes, it's one of my favorite movies. I've watched it a lot of times. It's one of my comfort movies, you know?
That would be your comfort movie.
Whenever I'm down in the dumps, I'm just like, you know what? I should watch Teeth. But let me pose a question to you. Teeth in your vagina. Yay or nay? Pro or con?
If you can control it like she can in the movie, it's a pro for sure.
Yeah, I feel like if I had retractable teeth in my cooter, that's a win.
It is a win. You can, like, bite off people's penises and be like, oh, whoops, that was an accident.
Like, here's the only thing, which is I feel like I get the ick really easily, and if you can't control it, that could just lead to some sticky situations.
Well, you know, they probably deserved it, so.
Well, here's my other question is, okay, we have blood-borne pathogens. And I just feel like it's really, really risky to bite off human flesh inside of your body.
I like to think that she's immune to these viruses because she's got some form of supernatural to her.
Some higher power.
Some higher power. They're like, we're going to give you these goddess teeth in your vagina and you're immune.
I want to read you something because I was looking up vagina dentata and just to see
Is it real?
No, well, actually, it's not real. It is a myth. But then there is a medical condition where you don't grow teeth in your vagina, but you grow these, like, hard cyst-like things.
Oh, that sucks.
And they
kind of
look like teeth.
That sucks for
And I regret looking at the picture.
Show me.
I will later. I will in a minute here. Unless you want to see now. Hold on. It's a dermoid cyst.
That's
a dermoid cyst.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Man, that sucks.
Oh, wait. It's kind of like a conjoined twin.
That's disgusting.
Because it says it frequently consists of skin, hair follicles, and sweat glands.
Ew. Your twin resides in your vagina.
That'd be unfortunate. While other commonly found components include clumps of long hair. Oh! Pockets of sebum, blood, fat, bone, nail, teeth, eyes, cartilage, and thyroid tissue. Well, that's gross.
That's, you know, good for them.
Yeah, it's not gross. Sorry. I'm not trying to say people with dermoid cysts are gross. But
you know what? Maybe it's a power. Maybe they can, like, maybe not cut off or bite off a
gnaw
dick,
on it a little bit.
But it could do some do some damage.
Okay, but I want to read this to you. This is just sort of a mythology around vagina dentata in North America. So it says, the Ponca and the Oto tribes tell a story of which a coyote outwits a wicked old woman who placed her teeth in the vaginas of her daughter. Why does it say vaginas of her daughter when there's one daughter? Oh, and another young woman she kept prisoner in order to seduce, kill, and rob men. Okay. Coyote kills the woman and her daughter, but marries the other young woman after knocking out the teeth in her vagina, except for one blunt tooth that was very thrilling when making love.
Oh.
Okay. Like, what? Yeah.
It
adds a little texture, I guess.
Okay. Ribbed for her pleasure.
For his pleasure.
Uh-huh.
Toothed for his pleasure.
Well, let's be honest here. It's for her pleasure.
Okay. Well, anyway, I guess without further ado, let's just get into teeth.
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 So teeth begins, and we see a middle-class house, and behind this middle-class house is a nuclear power plant, like the one that Homer Simpson works at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A young boy and girl.
A young.
Shut up. Don't make fun of me. A young boy and girl are sitting in a kiddie pool while their parents are talking. So they're not brother, sister, they're stepbrother, stepsister, or their parents are about to get married. So the little girl, her mom is marrying the little boy's dad.
Yeah. They're not siblings yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. And the little boy asks the girl if he can see hers. And he pulls out his wiener. We can't see exactly what's happening.
That's
such a little boy thing to do.
That's such a little boy thing to do.
Yeah. Making him look at her wiener. Or his wiener.
Oops. Dude, I had a friend that were boys and he pulled out his wiener.
Oh, no.
To show me. And I was like, cool.
That's a wiener. So the little boy asks the girl if he can see hers. And we cut to the parents talking and we hear the little boy scream. His finger is bleeding without explanation.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
That's weird. I wonder what that was.
I wonder
maybe
what that
there
is
like
too.
Broken glass in the pool or something.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Teenage Dawn is giving a speech at a purity meeting. And in the crowd, she's making...
The little girl is Dawn, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I guess I should... Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for adding that for clarification.
Yeah.
Whoops. My bad. Teenage Dawn is giving a speech at a purity meeting. In the crowd, she is making eye contact with a guy and blushes.
Ooh. She's a crush.
This is a purity meeting, not a whore's meeting, Dawn.
Dawn, what the fuck? You're sinning right now.
So she's talking about the purity ring, and it's like this little red ring that they're wearing and why they wear it. And she says, you have to keep your gift wrapped until the day you trade it for that other ring.
Did Disney sponsor this?
No. After the meeting, Dawn is sitting with her friends, and Dawn says her mom is sick again, and we don't really know what her mom has. It's some mystery illness, and that's all you need to know.
I'd hate to have a mystery illness.
Yeah. When the boy, they're talking, and the boy comes from the audience and comes up to them, and he's friends with the kids that Dawn is talking to, and his name is Toby.
His name would be Toby.
He looks like a Toby.
He looks like a Tobe.
A toad?
A Tobster.
But so, yeah, it's clear they're very attracted to each other.
Yeah.
There's sparks flying at this purity convention.
But no, that's a sin.
Keep it wrapped.
Keep it wrapped.
Until you get your other ring in. Dawn,
you can't hold hands until marriage.
That's what God would have wanted. At home, Dawn's mom is in bed sick with, again, her nonspecific illness. And she's really close to her mom and stepdad, and she expresses that she's waiting till marriage and that it's really, really important to her. And her parents, they don't seem like they're super religious people. It just seems like this is kind of something that Dawn came up with on her own.
That's what I was wondering, too, because, like, the parents don't seem religious at all or don't hold any of these values, which I found really weird that she holds these values, but good for her.
So we meet her stepbrother officially in his older age. Brad, the little boy in the pool who showed his wiener.
He looks like Hard Rock Nick.
Oh.
If you don't know who Hard Rock Nick is, please look him up. He's actually really funny. I don't think he means to be funny, but he is.
I don't know who that is, but I like his name.
Hard Rock Nick.
Hard Cock Nick.
Hard Cock.
Oh,
that's
sorry,
what he
that
wishes. That's what he talks about. If you ask him, he does have a hard cock.
Oh, nice. But he's a shit. Brad is a shit. He's
yes.
a little asshole. Like, we have a scene where Dawn is getting into the shower and she's taking her thing off, her like nightgown off. And then Brad pops out of the shower and he's like, ha, got you, bitch. And he's unpleasant.
He is an unpleasant guy.
I would not like if that was my stepbrother.
His eyes make me uncomfortable.
His presence just makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. At school the next day, Dawn arrives and a bunch of students are making fun of her. Okay, but listen, it's not cool to make fun of people, but her shirts are like, they have unicorns and shit on them. And it's like, waiting for marriage or like, you know.
You're just asking for it,
Dawn.
To be bullied.
That shirt is not it.
You know what? You can hold your beliefs. You can have your values.
But maybe don't put them on your shirt.
Don't put them on your shirt. Nobody fucking cares.
And they look like shirts made for, like, 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dawn. So as she's walking up, there's a couple of boys, and they're talking, and we don't really know what they're talking about, but it's clear one of them likes Dawn, and his friend shoves him in front of Dawn, and then he looks over to his friend, and he says, "You're not allowed to actively thwart it." And we don't really know what he's talking about at this point. So in health class, they discuss reproductive anatomy. In the textbooks, women's genitals are covered with a sticker. The class starts to complain, but Dawn says that women have a natural modesty, so that it's actually quite depicting.
You know, drawings of genitals ain't too bad. If it was real genitals, I'd get it. But, like, how are you supposed to learn if you can't see it? If you can't see the diagram?
Yeah, show him that cooter.
Show him where the clit is. That's why so many boys don't know where it is. They're like, well, they look for it, and they're like, this must be mythical.
Yeah, it's not real. You're right. That's, you know what? They should have a whole thing in health class.
They should.
Yeah.
You know what? Because it's just not fair to the girls at this point.
It's not. So after school, Dawn, her two friends, and Toby are hanging out, and Toby and Dawn are really into each other. It's sickening, honestly.
Fuck, sinners.
Well, no, not even just that. It's just like, I don't know. I just don't like it.
You know, watching teenagers flirt and, like, is kind of weird.
I hate
in movies.
It.
I'm not going to lie.
I hate it. Brad is in his room. While they're out together, Brad is in his room with a girl and listening to metal and smoking weed, as
his
bad
room,
boys do.
By the way, is crazy. It's crazy how he allows girls to even go in there, because I would be embarrassed. He's got, like, porno mags.
It's crazy that any girl would even go in there willingly.
Yeah. They're, like, big titty girls.
Everywhere.
Big ass.
So this girl, she sees the scar on his finger, and she asks him how he got it, and he says it was Dawn, and when she was a baby. And the girl's like, "Oh, a baby bit your finger?" And he's like, "I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. It brings up bad memories for me."
The group of friends pull up to a little swimming hole spot, and one of the girls is like, "Isn't this a making out spot?" It's like, shut up. Candace.
One of these girls is like, they're kind of like hiking to it. It's like in the wilderness. And one of these girls have fucking wedges on. Do you know how uncomfortable that is?
Well,
she would sprain her ankle.
Listen, sometimes you just want to look cute, okay?
You know, you can look cute without wedges. There are much cuter shoes that are walkable.
It was probably an impromptu hike.
Yeah.
So one of the kids is like, "We'll police each other." It's like, oh gosh, what a bunch of lamos.
I know.
I would not like this friend group at all. So back at Brad's room, the pair finish having sex, and we discover that Brad only does it in the butt.
He would.
Yeah.
He would do it in the butt.
Only in the butt. He's scared.
He's saving himself for a certain special someone.
Yeah, he's got like a weird crush on Dawn.
His stepsister.
I think he watches too much porn.
At least it's not his real sister.
That's true.
I guess I can kind of let it slide, since it's not his real sister. Still weird.
Yeah, and they've been together since they were kids, though. Like little kids.
Yeah.
So at the swimming pool, Dawn's two friends are hanging out, and because they're a couple. It's a boy and a girl, and they're a couple. And they leave Dawn and Toby together, and we discover that Toby is not a virgin, and he's ashamed of it.
As he should be.
Yeah.
Satan is on his back now. About to put it in his butt.
No. In bed, Dawn begins to fantasize about her wedding night with Toby. A thought that gets her going.
I think it's funny that it's like, I can only masturbate if I'm thinking, if it's after my wedding day.
No, she's not allowed to masturbate.
Well,
that's what the scene was getting at.
No,
because she stops.
I know
she starts to go to town, and then she's like, "Oh no!"
No, she thinks of something weird.
She thinks of something weird.
She thinks of something weird. And she's like, "Oh, never mind.
I don't know."
If that weird thing didn't come up, she would have so gone rubbed that bean.
she found the little man in the canoe.
But she would have got after it if that weird thought didn't come up.
Yeah, but it's supposed to demonstrate that she's not very comfortable with sexuality, the thing she's being taught. And okay, but here's the thing. She's a teenager, but, you know, I think it's normal for teenagers to be curious about that stuff.
Yeah, very normal.
I think it's good she's, like, trying to keep her shit together, but I do think to a certain extent it's like, all right, you know.
Just rub your bean.
Just flick your bean, man.
Just flick your bean.
Just flick your bean.
It's just you. You're not letting a disgusting, gross fucking man touch you.
Exactly. It's you.
Exactly.
And you're thinking of your wedding day.
And you'll do it better than any man could.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
Gross. So, again, she feels really ashamed and she stops. At school, Dawn calls Toby from the locker room and she's like, Toby, we can't see each other anymore. It's just too dangerous. The lust.
You make me so wet.
Oh. She, no, Paris.
You make me waterfall.
No.
Why'd you say that? That's not what she says. But it's implied. You're right.
Yeah, I can't see you. You just make me gush.
Oh, no. Sorry. Stop it right now. So, and he's like, yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, you make me.
No, stop it.
Stop. You made me stiff.
Oh, no. At dawn. Whoops. At home. We ride at dawn. So stupid. At home, Dawn overhears Brad arguing with his girlfriend, and Dawn decides to have a heart-to-heart with Brad. Basically, she's like, I never understood why we can't get along and why we're not like real brother and sister. And he's like, you know why. And she's like, no,
I don't know why.
I don't know. And he's like, we all know who you're saving yourself for.
Brad, no.
Brad. Way to make it awkward, man.
His name would be Brad.
Brad.
That's such a Brad thing to say.
That is such a Brad thing to say.
Yeah.
Sorry to all the Brad listeners. You know what, though? We know a Brad.
We do know a Brad.
That's something
and
he
would
say.
And he would say that.
Oh!
We know a couple of Brads, and they both would say
oh,
that.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true. So, yeah, he's turned the conversation sexual, and she's really uncomfortable now, and she's upset, and so Dawn leaves, and she goes to the swimming hole, where she calls Toby to come meet her.
To come.
Shut up.
She's so glad that they came together.
You know what? It's always a good time to come together.
Yeah, it's the best time when you come together.
So they change into their swimsuits and they get into the water where they have a fun time. They begin to kiss, but Dawn pulls away and
well, you're forgetting a conversation point.
What is
when they're stripping down, like he's in his underwear, like he's almost fully naked, just in his underwear, and she's like, that's how I fantasized about you.
That's what I thought you'd look
That's what I thought you'd look like. And then he says the same thing, and then he stops. He goes, well, with less clothes.
Oh, Toby. He's, like, so cringe. It's just like,
dude, all the men in this movie are cringe as shit.
I think Toby's the most cringe, though.
Yes, he is.
Like, okay, listen, at least Brad is legit, you know? He just says what his heart feels, and that's
he's just
respectable.
Himself.
That's respectable to a certain degree, but Toby is just like, ugh.
He is.
He makes me dry.
I'm a desert down there.
My cooter. He's dry.
It's dry. Don't go in there. I queef dust.
No! So, yeah, they are in the water. They're swimming around, and they're starting to kiss and take it a little further, and Dawn is not comfortable with it, and she's like, purity. That's what she says. I'm not making fun of her. That's legitimately. She's like,
purity.
And she swims to a nearby cave. That's the hookup cave that people have sex in.
Mm-hmm.
And
what does she find, Hannah?
Oh, she finds blankets and she wraps herself in the blankets.
In the cum stained blankets. Okay, they don't show cum stains, but I know that there are cum stains.
There's definitely cum stains.
And some squirt.
Oh.
And probably other human.
Sorry. Squirt's just pee, so it's just pee on it. And come.
You know, but I like the name Squirt, okay?
Stop it.
I like
Stop
it.
Stop saying that word. But yeah, I don't know. It's gross.
That's the communal blanket.
It's the communal fuck blanket.
The communal fuck blanket that she just willingly wrapped herself in.
She did. So she tells Toby to stay in the water, but he's like, I'm freezing. And he cuddles up next to her in the cum blanket. And they kiss again, but Dawn keeps pulling away. And she says she wants to go back, but Toby won't stop kissing her.
And he starts to be like, it's okay. You're safe. It's fine.
She tells him no, but he pulls his underpants down and continues. She fights back, and he accidentally slams her down, and she hits her head on the rock, and it kind of temporarily disables her. Is that the right word?
Mm,
It's just,
yeah, she's disabled. A little disabled right now. A vegetable. What's the word? She's gotta be vegetable-y right now.
No, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of it right now. Like, temporarily out of order.
I wanted to say disfigured, but that's not.
She's going to do some disfiguring in a minute. So, yeah, she's knocked out for a second. Or disoriented. Disoriented. Yeah, there we go.
There you
that's
go.
That's the word. While she's incapacitated. Oh, that's another good word. While she's temporarily incapacitated, he penetrates her like a shitbird does. And she begins to scream. When she wakes up, she begins to scream, obviously, and then he begins to scream.
I wonder why.
And then he pulls away, and we see a bloody stump where his dick used to be.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that
no.
sucks for Toby.
He falls in the water and doesn't resurface. Dawn is in a state of shock, and she sees his dismembered member on the cave ground.
Yeah, it looked real. They did a real good job on those prosthetics.
It's special effects. So she calls for him, but he's nowhere to be seen. Dawn gets home, and she's messed up right now. She's not doing so good. She's not doing so hot. She's in the shower, and she's, like, praying, and it's really, it's sad. It's a sad scene. And in bed, Dawn keeps hearing Toby's scream echo, but, you know, he deserved it.
He did deserve it.
He that was self-defense, ma'am.
He was raping.
He be raping.
He's climbing in your windows, snatching your women up, trying to rape him. So you better hide your kids.
Hide your wife.
Because
he's raping everybody out there.
That's Toby. Toby, you know what? She did the world a favor. I'm just going to say that right now. So she's having a little mini breakdown, and she begins tearing all her wedding posters and pictures off her walls. And Brad overhears her in the other room, and he sucks his finger. His cut finger where her vagina bit him. Gross. The next day, Dawn attends another purity meeting to give a speech. And again, she has another little breakdown while she does this. And she says she has something inside of her that's lethal. Dawn sits in a corner when the boy from earlier, who likes her, comes to see her. She asks him for a ride back home. And so he takes her home. And when they get home, he asks her if she wants to go out with him.
Yeah.
And she kind of, she's like, huh, yeah, that's funny. And then she walks off.
That's funny. Bye.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, bad timing.
Yeah, bad timing. Well, he didn't know.
What's his name again this again? Ryan. Ryan is
Ryan
his name.
Ryan didn't know.
Ryan doesn't know.
Ryan kind of has, like, definitely that 2000s haircut. I mean, everybody does.
He's cringe as fuck, too. But, yeah.
Oh, he's fucking extremely cringe.
She's not mean about it. She's like, oh, sorry, I'm not laughing at you. It's not you. And then she walks away, and then he drives away, and then she gets on her bike and leaves. Ryan turns around to go back to her house to talk to her, and Brad opens the door and punches him in the face because he asked about Dawn.
Ooh, he's being a good brother.
Yeah.
Have you seen the, like, prank on TikTok?
No.
So it's a girl. She sets up the camera, and her boyfriend doesn't know what's going on. And she goes, if you want to get to him, you have to go through me first. And then they kiss. And then she goes, he's the best brother ever.
The best brother ever?
The best brother ever.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
So Dawn bikes down to the swimming hole where Toby's car still is, and she gets into the water to investigate. And again, Toby's wiener is still sitting on the rock, and there's a little crabby on it.
He's eating it.
Ew. She gets out, and she drops her purity ring in the water because she is no longer pure.
It kind of sounds like period ring when you're saying it, which it's red, so.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a great observation. At home, Dawn submerges the picture from her textbook of the vagina to remove the sticker. She begins investigating vaginal abnormalities.
She investigates vagina.
I mean, she does.
Why did she? She has the internet. Why did she go through?
Well, she does. She does use the internet.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But yeah, she should have just looked up the JJ.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all jumping through all these hoops.
She didn't look up vagina. She looked up the
vagina.
Teeth.
No, she looked up vaginal abnormalities.
Yeah.
And adaptations. Adaptations.
But yeah, you didn't have to go through and, like, too much work. You could have just looked it up. And the anatomy of the vajay.
She reads an article about vagina dentata, but my phone auto-corrected it to dentists. Vagina dentists. She probably should see a vagina dentist.
She does kind of see a vagina dentist.
She needs to see one, make sure they're keeping him clean.
Yeah.
Take care of him.
Uh-huh.
So she goes to see a gynecologist, and it's her first visit, and she seems nervous.
And it's a man.
It's a man. Ugh. He gets her in the stirrups, and she tells him she wants to be checked out because she thinks something weird is going on.
And you know, that doctor, he took that the wrong way. He was like, oh, yeah, you want to be checked out?
Well, he's like,
yeah, I can.
Something weird is going on? Yeah, you're becoming a woman.
That's just normal.
Oh, gross. So he's creepy, and he takes off his glove. Glove. And lubes his bare hand up. And he's like, we're going to test your flexibility.
Ew. You know, he's really into it, too.
He's too much. He gets too aggressive when her vag bites his fingers off. And
he knows exactly what it is. He's like,
vagina dentata! It's true! Again, he deserved it, you know?
He's being a creepy doctor.
She runs out of the office and she bikes back to the swimming hole where she sees the cops have arrived and they pull Toby's body out of the water. She goes home and calls for her mom, who finds her she finds her unconscious on the floor, and Brad is fucking away in the background.
Yeah, he left his door open for this one.
Like, come on, Brad.
He's like, everybody can say this.
Brad, don't be that way.
And you know, Brad, I'm just going to say it, probably got some high estrogen levels. He's got some man titties.
Well, you're...
And he's not fat.
You're just saying mean things about the actor right now.
Oh.
That's not nice.
You know?
But yeah, you're not wrong. He should probably get that checked out. So, her mom is in the hospital. She goes home and hears Brad and his girlfriend arguing again. And she decides she doesn't want to be there, so she goes to Ryan's house. She's distraught, and she has no one else to talk to. Right? She can't talk to her little friends, the couple.
No.
They're lame as fuck.
Yeah, and she kind of killed somebody by accident. And he deserved it.
I mean,
but how are you going to, like, go up to your friends and be like, listen, my purity friends.
Toby, I'm not pure. Tried to rape me. One. And two.
I bit off his dick off.
And three.
Not with my mouth.
He's dead. He's dead. But Ryan doesn't really believe her because I guess it's a lot to handle. So, she's like, I need to turn myself in because I killed someone. And she tries to tell him about her vagina dentata.
And all he heard was vagina.
That's all he heard. He's like, yes, vagina, got it.
Yes, your vagina. And what else? What's going on?
Irrelevant. So she, at his place, he has drawn her a nice bath, and he brings her pills that his mom takes for her nerves.
Xanax.
So that's kind of nice. I mean, but also kind of a precarious situation because, like, she's in a time of need. And he drugs her a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Whatever. So Ryan sets up a romantic scene for them. And he lights candles. And he busts out champagne. And she actually seems to appreciate his effort. But it could
be. She's also high as shit.
Yeah, she could be because she's drugged. I don't know. She says it's always how she dreamed it would be. Next, she's laying naked in his bed. And he's using, like, a weird finger vibrator thing on her.
You know, he was ready.
He was ready for it. He's been planning.
Do you think he bought that specifically for her? Or do you think that
he? No, I think he's just communal. Oh, I don't think he's having a lot of sex, to be honest.
You know, that's true. I don't see that for him either.
I think he was just like for like you one know what? Day.
He's one of those guys that does a ton of research before he fucks a girl. That's true. I've never fucked a girl. Got to do my research. Vibrator? All right.
I appreciate that. I can appreciate that. He busts out a condom and she.
He busts.
Shut up. She tells him she can't. And he's like, oh, do you want me to stop? And she's like, no, but the teeth will get you.
He's like, okay, all right.
Okay. Sure. So they do the deed, but no peen attack.
And she's enjoying herself.
And she's having a grand old time. Now, at the coroner's, they found a tooth in the dick stump. And the tooth looks like a cross between a shark and an eel, but it's human.
Yeah.
After they finish, Don is perplexed that the teeth didn't bite him. Now, we're back over. Now, we're at the surgeon's, and the gyno is there getting his finger sewn back on, but he won't say how it happened.
How'd you say this happened again? And he's just, you won't tell.
You couldn't waterboard that out of me.
No. I just tried to finger some minor, and her vagina teeth bit my fingers off.
It's suspicious. It's a suspicious story. So the next day, it seems as though Dawn is embracing her sexuality. She starts to leave Ryan's to go to the police, but he pulls out her vibrator again, his vibrator, and she just can't resist. She's like, yeah.
She's like, ooh.
Ew.
It's like me with vodka.
Yeah. It's like me with vibrators.
You're like.
No, just kidding.
I'm like, oh, I'm about to leave. And you're like, shot? And I'm like, ooh, yeah. Shot.
It gets you every time. So they are smashing again when Ryan receives a phone call mid-fuck. And he answers it like a turd. And it's revealed Ryan made a bet with his friend that he could have sex with her.
What a turd burglar.
And she's like, you made a bet that about my purity? She's like, it meant so much to me. And he's like, well, your mouth is saying one thing. I'm not even going to say what he said because it was gross. You can say it.
I'm not going to say it either because I kind of forgot exactly what he says.
Well, now I have to say it. He's like, but your sweet pussy says something else.
That's right. He does say so that. Gross. Dude, he's incredibly fucking cringe throughout this whole scene. And it makes my cooter fucking dry like the desert.
Are you good?
Yeah, it's just so gross.
I tear my heart open.
I sew myself shut. And my weakness is that I care too much. My puss.
My puss. So, she bites his dick off, which I don't think he deserved it, to be fair.
He was an ass, but...
Not bite his dick off ass.
But not... Bite dick off ass. Wait, what? So, and her reaction is so funny. It's like, not again.
Which, at this point, that's the second dick. And she bit off some fingers, you know? So it's like,
dick? It's an what other dick
bit.
Did she?
No, I said bit. Bit, not suck. Paris. What are you talking about?
No, I meant like, you said that was her second dick.
Yeah, it's the second dick she bit off.
No, it's not.
Toby?
Oh, no, no, yeah, it is. It is.
Literally the thing that propelled this movie into having a plot.
I forget that Ryan's like a real person.
Yeah, okay. So she walks away, leaving him there with his bloody stump. And he calls for his mom, so it's going to be okay.
How embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
Mom, my dick got cut off.
My dick got bit off.
Mom,
yeah, how do you explain
help me,
that
Mom.
Away?
Grab my tip.
Another thing you couldn't waterboard out of me. But it's funny because there's a scene where the surgeons are sewing it back on and they're like, it hardly seems worth it.
Yeah.
I feel like they would say that.
They would. And I love it. You know?
Dawn goes to the hospital to see her mom and she discovers that she's passed away. Now at home, Dawn's stepdad is talking to Brad, which is his biological dad, and he tries to kick him out of the house because obviously he's fucking away while his wife is dying on the floor, and Brad sicks his dog on him and the dog bites his neck. And also we have a weird moment where he's like, why'd you have to marry her? You made her my sister. I love her.
I loved her when we were children.
And he's saying also this in front of his like girlfriend.
Also
awkward.
Like a tiny childhood crush, that's weird, and you're holding on to that for dear life.
Yeah.
Yikes.
It's weird, Brad.
He's lame.
Brad's girlfriend takes his dad to the hospital since, you know, the dog bite. They see Dawn, and the girlfriend apologizes, saying that Brad told her to ignore the mom when she called for help. So Dawn's like, oh, fuck no. Dawn goes to see Brad.
She goes purdies herself
she
up.
She purdies herself up. She puts some blue eyeshadow on, which I'm not. I don't think
fond
that's
of.
What I would have went
no.
with, but that's fine. She comes on to him, and Brad asks, he's like, why are you doing this now? And she's like, well, are you afraid?
He's like, never.
No. And he tries to flip her over for butt stuff, but she's like, no, not in the butt. And so he's like, all right, you know.
I'll put it in the poon.
I'll put it in the... You gotta crack a few eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah. I guess I can put it in the poon.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he does. And needless to say, she bites his dick off.
She do. And he's got a Prince Albert.
He has a Prince Albert. And the dog goes and he eats the remainder...
Of his tip.
And then... But yeah, he spits
out the
piercing.
Yeah.
His Prince Albert pills piercing.
Pills?
Yeah. Piercing. That's the grossest. That's why do they have to name it that?
I know.
Prince Albert? It's like, ugh, why?
Prince Albert, what'd you do?
So
why?
So Dawn leaves and she bikes away until she gets a flat tire. She hitches for a ride and an old man picks her up. At a convenience store, she tries to get out of the car, but the old man keeps locking the door. And she's worried for a second, and then she remembers that, oh yeah, she has teeth in her vagina. So no problem.
And that's how the movie ends.
But it's a pretty good song that it leads into. It goes, bounce, bounce, blam, blam, ding, dong, who but the bang,
hell yeah.
Man, the bang, blam, ding, dong.
Blam, blam, ding, dong.
You did. It's pretty good.
It is.
I like that song.
That I love this movie because it's just so funny.
Do you
funny.
Know who Dawn is?
Who is she?
So I've not really seen her in anything else, but she is Bill's wife in It too.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I thought she looked familiar. I'll have to watch It.
But
back
I've not
again.
Seen her in anything else. But when I saw her in that, I was like, hey. She's from Teeth, but I can't help but to think that's like a head nod to horror movie lovers, you know?
Yeah, probably, actually.
So, Paris, that was that.
Great movie. It's so funny. It's good. It's a recommend watch if you haven't.
I wouldn't say it's a horror per se.
But, yeah, no, it's
not
a horror. I don't
know what category I would put it in. It just exists on its own.
And you know what? We love it.
So, Paris, any last words?
I think I might bite some deeks off with my pee poon.
With your pee poon? Well, I gotta go see a gynecologist for no reason whatsoever.